I'm John Batchelor. Dr. Space, David Livingston joins me. This is Hotel Mars Episode N. But before we get to Mars, we've got to maintain all systems here on planet Earth, especially in low Earth orbit. That's the ISS. And joining us is the extremely hardworking and eloquent Bill Harwood, William Harwood of CBS News, space analyst, watching the launches and the successes and the aspirations of the American, as well as the European and Russian space program to keep the ISS fed and happy. Bill, a very good evening to you. I'll begin with the exciting version of resupply, the Cygnus cargo ship, 1.5 tons of supply, mid-month July, successfully being connected, berthing, being scooped in by the robot arm of ISS. And this was Expedition 40 Commander Steve Swanson operating all systems. I read very carefully in your copy. It's wonderful. Explain to the audience the success of Cygnus, what it is and why we're so pleased with it. Good evening to you, Bill.
And good evening to you, John. Well, it's a pleasure to be here. You put your finger right on it. It's very significant. You know, when the space shuttle was retired, NASA lost that big payload bay, that 60-foot long, 15-foot wide payload bay that was used on every shuttle flight to carry supplies and equipment to the space station. When the shuttle was retired, NASA had to have some way to replace that lost payload capability. And so back in the 2006 time frame, they awarded some contracts. One went to SpaceX, a commercial company in Hawthorne, California, and the other went to Orbital Sciences, as you say, in Dulles, Virginia, right outside of Washington. SpaceX has been flying. Cygnus is now operational, so there are two commercial spacecraft that are able to deliver supplies to the International Space Station to replace that lost capability on the shuttle. Now, clearly, one company probably couldn't do it, but the two of them together can. And when you add that together with the Russian Progress supply ships, the Japanese HTV, and recently a final flight of a European cargo ship, NASA thinks they're in pretty good shape to keep the station supplied. You know, they want to operate it through 2024. It takes an enormous amount of material to make that happen, and they need these commercial spacecraft.
David?
Hi, how is everybody? This is the last ATV by the European Space Agency, ATV-5. Why is their program ending, and is it wise to end it?
Well, you mentioned the ATV called the Automated Transfer Vehicle. This was the fifth and final version of this cargo ship launched by the European Space Agency. And the simple answer is money. It's very expensive. You know, they launched it on an Ariane 5, which is a heavy lift rocket that they supply. They build the spacecraft, carry the supplies and equipment, and they are transitioning their manned space program. The European Space Agency is going to build the service module for NASA's Orion deep space exploration craft. Now, the service module is the propulsion, life support, electrical power, all of that, and the Europeans are very pleased to be transitioning to that program, and they felt like the time had come to make that change. So, you know, it's one of those things. I think NASA would love to have the ATV. It's the most capable supply ship flying to the station. It carries a lot more stuff than the U.S. commercial craft or the Russian Progress. But the Europeans have their sights set on a different horizon now.
Now, the Cygnus is new. The ATV right. is not new, but that's retiring, correct, Bill?
That is correct. The ATV that was just launched and will get there on August the 12th is the last one that will ever visit the station.
The third piece of cargo is the Progress freighter launched by the Russians. Will that right. continue? That's an ongoing project, and that will continue, correct?
Yeah, the Russian Progress supply ships will continue indefinitely for the life of the program, presumably. And, of course, the Japanese are still building their cargo ship called the HTV. They only launch one of those every year or so not as frequently as the others, but they're definitely a player in this. But the lion's share of the equipment is going up by the two U.S. commercial providers and by the Russian Progress.
The reason I mention all three, Bill, because the general thinking here is that ISS is exempt from the problems on planet Earth. All those science fiction novels we read as young people about the wars on Earth scarring the landscape. And wasn't Martian Chronicles all about a refuge from warfare on Earth? And that led, of course, to the great Bradbury story. But in any event, is it your opinion, your observation of the news, that ISS is functioning optimally and that these resupplies are continuing and that there's no concern for ISS in the immediate future?
Well, the space station is operating just fine. They've got all the supplies they need right now, but this is one of those things where it's mission by mission. If the Russians at some point, because of the tit-for-tat over the Ukraine crisis and everything else, if they ultimately decided that they didn't want to support the station, there wouldn't be a lot that the United States could do about it. The station absolutely requires Russian participation, as well as American participation. Neither side can operate the space station by themselves. It's just not possible to do that. You're asking about a political situation that a few months ago I would have said the space station is off the table. I don't know if it is or not, John. This is one of those situations that, you know, sanctions develop and then the president of Russia responds and goes back and forth. I don't know that at some point the station might in fact end up as part of all of that. I don't know. And I think it's a concern in the space community, no question about it.
David?
Bill, of all these vehicles that can get capacity up to the station, only SpaceX, as I understand it, can bring material back down. And how important is that? And are there any others that have the potential to bring things back from the space station?
No, SpaceX is the only spacecraft right now. Their Dragon cargo ship is the only one that can bring things back to Earth, and that's critical. You know, the one thing I was mentioning, the space shuttle, was the ability to take supplies up, but the space shuttle also brought research samples and broken equipment and things back to Earth. That is a critical capability that only SpaceX provides. Now, there is an experimental process going on right now to test a very small system that could bring small things back to Earth, but SpaceX is absolutely crucial. You know, the lab research, the biological samples that come from some of that research, you have to get that back to Earth. And SpaceX is the only vehicle right now that can do that.
I want to come back and do glass half full. I don't want to go too down the road of science fiction and the future and violence on Earth. So Cygnus, now that Cygnus has behaved correctly and we know that SpaceX has a vehicle that can go up and down, does NASA plan to use them both, or is there going to be a winner and a loser here, Bill?
No, they're going to use them both. SpaceX has a $1.6 billion contract to deliver 44,000 pounds of cargo to the station with 12 Dragon flights. Orbital Sciences has a $1.9 billion contract to deliver 40,000 pounds of cargo, and they're going to announce extensions of these contracts in the December-January timeframe. Presumably, both SpaceX and Orbital will win renewals, but the station relies on both of them. They can't do it with just one. And NASA is relying on both of these companies to be there for the long haul.
David?
ATV docks and SpaceX and Cygnus do this berthing process. Do you know if there's a timeline for either Cygnus or Dragon to transform over to the docking process rather than the berthing process?
Right. No, the two cargo ships, the Dragon and the Cygnus, they're going to stay the design they are, as far as I know, where they pull up, as you say, about 30 feet from the station, and the station's robot arm captures them. The technology, the software, the equipment required for a spacecraft to autonomously dock with the station, which is what the Russian Progress does and what the European ATV did or will do again for the last time on August 12th, that's extremely complex. It's very expensive. I mean, part of the goal here was to come up with an affordable cargo ship option. And it's just a lot easier to reach out with the arm and grab it. So the only wild card there, just to follow that up, of course, SpaceX is hoping to build a commercial manned spacecraft that would go to the station. And that spacecraft would, in fact, go to a docking in the same way that the ATV, the Progress, or Soyuz does. But that's assuming they get that contract and all of that. That's down the road a little later.
Bill, I believe you used the date 2024 for the ISS. There's been confusion in my reading of the politics, and we can't ignore this now, that the Russian, the man in charge of the Russian space program from the prime minister's office has used the date 2020. And I've also read that right. NASA was hoping to go all the way to 2028. Is there a final decision to be made, or is this all a moving story?
Well, the 2028 target you mentioned was an internal NASA target. They would like to do that. The first module was launched in 1998, so 2028 would be 30 years. It's a nice round number for that sort of thing. The Obama administration just this year has agreed to operate the station through 2024, so that's the official U.S. target. Now, as you point out, the European Space Agency, Japan, Canada, and most important, the Russians have not yet signed on to that. That's a formal process and a commitment of resources that hasn't happened yet. NASA wants it to happen. Their managers believe it will happen. But given the politics of this, as you say, that's really up in the air. The station and keeping it supplied and launching people to it by the Russians is an extremely expensive proposition for them. And when you get into a kind of a Cold War scenario we're in today over Ukraine, that's yet another card on the table. And your crystal ball is as good as mine. I don't know how it's going to play out. But NASA would like to operate through 2024, if not longer. But that's the official target.
Bill Harwood, William Harwood of CBS News, space analyst, watching very carefully the successes of resupplying the ISS. None of us can see the future, but everyone can go read Martian Chronicles and worry. David Livingston, Dr. Space of the Space Show. I'm John Batchelor.